What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, this is Christian Bush, and welcome to episode 3 of Geeking Out, my new podcast. Every episode is a new person talking about what they're obsessed with that has nothing to do with their job. The only requirement is that they're totally geeking out on it and they want to talk about it. From kung fu movies to Japanese whiskey, from old Atari video games to roasting pecans, from rebuilding old cars to collecting baseball caps. Tell me what you love, why you love it, how you got into it, and what makes it awesome. Every episode is presented in 3 chapters. Chapter 1, my guest and I talk about what they're obsessed with. Chapter 2 is a game I call Trajan, where my guest and I turn each other on to one thing that we've discovered. And Chapter 3 closes the show with me talking about music that I'm currently geeking out on and why. I believe that curiosity is contagious and that life is better with a soundtrack. So let's go. Chapter 1. Today's guest is the amazing Hunter Kelly. Hunter is a country music journalist working for Rare Country. Hunter first interviewed me when Sugarland first released our song Baby Girl way back in the day. I have never met anyone like this man. He is unforgettable. And funny enough, he was the person who actually inspired the idea for this podcast. I caught up with him in Nashville, Tennessee, one sunny afternoon over the summer.
Why am I feeling so wrong? My head's in the game, but my heart's in the song. She makes me feel so good. Let's get your head in the game from High School Music.
Hunter Kelly, welcome to my podcast.
Welcome, Christian. It's so good to be here being interviewed by you.
It's usually the other way around.
I know, it's a turning of the tables, but I like it.
I love the way that life works.
Yes.
Tell me what you do, who you are, where you're from, really quickly.
Okay, I am Hunter Kelly. I am a country music journalist, reporter, gadfly, if you will, just about town in Nashville. I work with Rare Country. I'm their senior correspondent. So I'm interviewing people like you who make the country and western music all the time and love the country music. And grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. I've lived in Nashville for 18 years.
So as a you're a journalist by trade.
Yes.
And how long have you been a journalist?
12 years. 12 years.
What did you do before that?
College. I mean, not really. Starbucks. I stayed at Starbucks. Yeah, no, I really found my niche with writing when I was at Belmont. I started writing for the paper about music that I loved, and then worked into syndicated radio, worked with Clear Channel and then ABC News, ABC Radio for a decade.
That's where I met you. Yeah, I met you when you interviewed me for ABC.
Yeah, so that was a hoot, you know, just covering country music for ABC News, so really being a point person for them on all things country. Got the job when I was 24, kind of crazy. Kind of felt, you know, and grew up there. Now here we are.
What are you into?
I'm into hotels across America that have dramatic architecture or that have historical significance. So it's really, every trip I go on, I try to stay at a hotel that includes, that falls into that, or go visit them. So, yeah, I mean, it's really like I'm a hotel tourist, I guess.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
Well, picture it. 1989, Atlanta, Georgia, where you're from. Okay. We stayed at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Atlanta. And it was a memorable trip because I loved staying at... I had expensive tastes as a child growing up in Alabama. favorite TV show was Dallas. Loved, like, Robin Leach, Lifestyles Rich and Famous. So the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta is a very dramatic hotel. And it was very high-end. It's still a very nice hotel, but in my mind, it was like the palace. So the atrium...
Yeah, describe it for people
who don't know. The atrium is 22 stories, goes straight up. It was the first one that John Portman, who's a very important architect, designed. It goes all the way up, so it's just a very dramatic lobby, very tall. And then at the top, it has a rotating bar and restaurant, which is the hallmark of these Hyatt Regencies. This was the first one. So you go up into on the roof and have a 360-degree view of the city. So this was the first one that John Portman did. And now there are these old Hyatt. Some of them have been changed, but the Hyatt Regency, that was a real calling card for them to have the dramatic atrium.
Right. And that's just
the rotating restaurant.
It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does. Right? Yeah. The Marriott Grand Marquis in downtown Atlanta across the street really looks like you're inside a spaceship. It's kind of the same idea, except it goes up 40 stories, but it really looks like some kind of alien ship that you're on, so much so that I think it was used in the Hunger Games.
Oh, it probably was.
Yeah.
Everything in Atlanta seems to
be. Well, but this is really, I mean, it's just really dramatic.
So how many of these have you seen? I mean, do you make it a point to...
I do make it a point.
And how do you document it somehow?
Well, there's actually a list on Wikipedia, which is my, you know, as a newsman, it's my official news source, I always say. So trustworthy. But they actually have a list of, I mean, the rotating restaurants and bars is really what we've started going across the country collecting. So there's actually one in Florence, Alabama.
Really?
At the Marriott property there, yeah. And there's one in downtown Nashville. They basically built, the Sheraton used to opened as a Hyatt Regency in downtown Nashville. And so it's got that really dramatic open atrium that goes all the way up. So it's really stunning when you look up. But there's a rotating restaurant at the top right here in our hometown, but it's been shut down because of health code reasons. I've looked into it several times and was actually friends with the manager over there, who's moved to another hotel since here in Nashville, but he said that's why. But
do you ever sneak up there?
No, and I always meant to. It's one of those things. I've called about it, I've posted about it on YouTube, but I've never snuck up there. But I do understand that you can rent it out for private parties. So everybody I know with money, I'm like, why don't you have an anniversary coming up? Why don't you rent that out so I can go up and see this rotating restaurant?
So what other cities have you seen?
Dallas. That was a twofer, really. The Hyatt Regency, the ACM Awards were in Dallas a few years ago, so went out there. And the Hyatt Regency downtown is featured dramatically in the opening of my favorite television show, Dallas. So I had to stay there.
Right.
And there is a Wolfgang Puck restaurant that rotates. There's the Reunion Tower Ball next to the Hyatt Regency in downtown Dallas. And that rotates. Lovely experience. It's a Wolfgang Puck property. And I was just watching a TV show this past weekend about the Erie Canal. And they showed Rochester, New York. And I spotted what looked like a rotating restaurant. So I'm like, well, I got to go to Rochester. Flying in and out, go to Tampa, Florida, flying to Tampa, Florida every year for vacation. And the hotel at the Tampa airport
Has a rotating restaurant?
Well, it shut down in like 2012. I learned.
I wonder why they shut down.
I don't know.
People don't want to go rotate.
Well, it feels like it's one of those wonderful things from a bygone age.
Yeah.
The same way that like we used to get dressed up to go fly on airplanes. Yeah.
Well,
right?
that's part of why I love these hotels, like the Hyatts, that just seem so and that are maintained, but it's like a portal into a past era. It's like you're on like a Pan Am flight with like these fabulous outfits and a full meal and just, or like in a, you know, a fabulous Cadillac from the 60s or 70s. It's just really, the Hyatt Regency's what they were doing with those was really taking travel like up a notch from the Howard Johnson to luxury hotels in a new way beyond like the old school hotels. Like the Drake and the Fairmont in San Francisco, the Drake in Chicago, which I got to stay at both of those last year as well. So,
what was that like?
Well, the hotel, the Fairmont in Hotel was actually used in the TV show Hotel. Connie Selleck and James Brolin. It's an Aaron Spelling show on ABC. So every time I go into a night, really nice hotel, I hum or sing the theme song to Hotel. So to actually sing the theme song to Hotel in the lot.
Would you hum that at the moment?
Very dramatic. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Those are my jam. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever been to the Arlington in Hot Springs, Arkansas?
No.
Oh my goodness. Talk about a gem from a bygone age.
Yeah.
That is now crumbling down the side of a mountaintop.
Well, and that's like the Drake as well. It's really well maintained, but the walls were so paper thin. We were in a room, and we were just quietly, about 11:30, four of us listening to Olivia Newton-John, like you do.
At 11:30
at the Drake. And the hotel security was called upon us because they said we were too loud. But it was quiet. I mean, calm down. I think it might have been magic from the Xanadu soundtrack. It wasn't crazy. You know,
it wasn't
so
thumping 808.
Yeah, so those walls are paper thin. And, you know, when you get those hotels like the Hyatt Regency that were built in the 60s and 70s, I mean, they had pretty good insulation. That hotel, the Hyatt Regency, the first time we stayed at it in 89, though, we were there for an Atlanta Braves game. And so my dad freaked out because they were playing the Dodgers, and the Dodgers were staying there. So we met Tommy Lasorda, Daryl Strawberry. I was probably 7 or 8 at the time and did not care at all. But Dad used me to go meet these people, so I was kind of his guy. So
children
I just,
and pets,
yeah. So right. I mean, my first time going in there, I just remember, you know, that was unique, seeing celebrities, seeing famous people in this dramatic hotel. I mean, it made a really dramatic impression, and yeah, just fascinated ever since. Went to Kansas City a few weeks ago and stayed at what was the Hyatt Regency there. It's now a Sheraton, but then they had a, I believe it was a Westin attached to it. So it's all this big complex. And there was an indoor garden at the Westin.
Oh, really?
That had been, it was like the 60s. I mean, it had to be 72, I think, early 70s. And it was just untouched. I mean, you feel like you're on the set of Three's Company or something. It's just it's just great, you know?
So have you traveled beyond cities? Have you gone to like the Berkshires or any of these places where you know there's going to be some preserved places? Like, I know there's some places in Michigan, mm-hmm. you know, and
oh, like old, like Dirty Dancing Resort,
kind of. Like, have you ever put your foot into that world?
No, I haven't. And usually it's because when we go to a city, there's a reason, like an artist we want to see playing there, or a place that my boyfriend wants to go.
Right. So you're piggybacking.
So I'm piggybacking, like, oh, what hotels can I see there?
Do you have any that are on your list right now that you haven't seen that you're pretty excited?
Well, really, Miami. I think the Fontainebleau, just because it's one of those places I keep looking at and I mean to go, but there hasn't been an, hey, let's go to Miami, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, the whole thing, I mean, in Dreamgirls. They made their debut at the Fontainebleau. Was it the Fontainebleau? We'll say it was for these purposes. But also in The Bodyguard, you know, Rachel Mayer and the big Rachel when it explodes in the you know, the fountain blew. So
I love that there's somewhere there's the Venn diagram of movies that you love and hotels that
yeah, they overlap. Mm-hmm. That somehow so that's a really there. That's a really big part of
if
it.
If they were going to film a movie of your life and there was going to be a hotel in it, what would they?
Oh, well, that would probably be the Winfrey Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama, which is now a Hyatt Regency, incidentally. It's attached to the mall, the River Chase Galleria. So, yeah, I just had a lot of memorable stuff go down in the Winfrey Hotel. It was really, you know, going to the mall, it was a big deal, but also this hotel was really nice. And so several things I remember about the Winfrey Hotel growing up. When I was the Fox 6 Star Student of the Week for Gardner High School on a local Fox affiliate, they had the gala there at the Winfrey Hotel. This was my senior year of high school, and there was a news anchor I'd always wanted to meet named Janet Hall, still on Fox 6, the affiliate. And so I finally got to meet her, and that meant a lot to me for reasons that I don't want to get into because we'll never stop talking. Also, my meemaw was in the Miss Alabama Nursing Home pageant, representing Hanceville Nursing Home about 2000. And so she was, I mean, it's the
same. Is that at the same hotel?
It was at the Winfrey Hotel in the ballroom. In that. Huh. So also the first time I really connected with Naomi Judd from the Judds was in the lobby of the Winfrey Hotel.
From the Judds.
From the Naomi Judd of the Judds fame was in the lobby. She was speaking there at the hotel, and I met her in the lobby and had my first meaningful exchange with, that was my first meaningful exchange with a Judd.
What would you mind if, what was the exchange that was so meaningful?
Well, it was just really about connecting with her a little bit and telling her about my love for the Judds and how much they're, I mean, the Judds are really foundational for me musically. So I had her sign the box set, sign a tour program, and also sign a photograph I got in the year before at their fan club party here in Nashville. So
got
I still
so
have.
You weren't stalking at all in the lobby.
Oh, I was squirming for dear life.
And this was before, you mean, did she make sure to sign your name?
Love to Hunter.
Love to Hunter. So that you can't sell it on eBay.
I wouldn't want to.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Love to Hunter.
Love to Hunter is how it went.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. So the Winfrey Hotel and it's still there. I actually went there 2 weeks ago for the first time in a long time. And the thing about hotels when I'm going and exploring that can really rob them of joy, it's happened twice to me this year, is when there are weird-ass comic book conventions going on.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You found what's not in Hunter's
head. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you this. I know that all of the Atlanta hotels that you talk about,
mm-hmm.
Mostly I see them now when I go to weird ass
mm-hmm.
comic conventions.
Oh yeah. So when
because
I was
they're just completely full.
They're full. And so I'm trying to enjoy the architecture and or the nostalgia and just live in this time period of the 60s and 70s. And then there are all these weird
stormtroopers aren't really going to.
Well, it's not storm, it's also furries, which has a whole sexual component that's weird.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
find a furry to talk.
Yeah, you really do. So okay. I just really should start calling ahead and being like, hi, I would like to create a fantasy for myself. Are there any weird-ass furry conventions this weekend?
Right. Different fantasy.
So maybe that's a thing. Is it a thing? Do you, because I do this sometimes, but I wonder if you do it. When you walk around these hotels and there's a convention and all, you're trying to guess what the convention is.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually it's not on the badge. You know, it's usually not broadcast over mm-hmm. the top because they're mm-hmm. usually servicing two or three at a time.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about like actual business conventions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like pipe fitters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you
or
don't
radio.
Know.
Like, yeah. Well, you can have fun with those. You know, the Opryland Hotel, which is massive here in Nashville, they have conventions all the time. And in college, we used to, we'd go crash like the parties. Like we crashed a Radio Shack party. Corporate party at the Opryland Hotel, and my friend Kelly, who I grew up with, who's just insane, she led them all in line dancing, and it was just really fun. But I don't know why, I just usually don't, I'm not as interested in what conventions are there.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be transported.
I want to go back in time.
So, do you ever find yourself
I'm with you.
Do you ever find yourself dressing of the period or taking a suitcase from that period? Like, is that where it's coming from?
No. No.
You just want to stand in the middle of it.
I just want to stand in the
middle. Do you take a lot of pictures?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're well documented on the Instagram. And then I got this nice Canon camera earlier this year that I did. We stayed at the Peabody earlier this year. Took a lot of great photos at the Peabody in Memphis with the ducks.
With the ducks. And they come out and they go.
They come out, yeah. Which, you know, the Peabody is a grand, grand hotel. So
are you a fan of the bellmen and the concierge and all the people who work in these hotels?
Yeah. I mean, I that's one of the things I've been meaning to get. I want to get a book on hotel management, and I think that's so alluring, but then I realize, oh, but that would involve working with people, which takes all the sexy out of it. So I don't want to get too far down that rabbit hole of actually working in a hotel, you know? But I do love vaguely the concept.
So if you were, if someone's listened to this and had really never thought of the hotels they were staying at, and they wanted to dive into Hunter Kelly land of classic hotels, what would you start them on?
I think the Hyatt Regency chain and like looking at the hotels. If you go to a city and you notice a tall hotel with an atrium and a spaceship on the top, that was a Hyatt Regency. I've seen them in Fort Lauderdale. They're out in California. They really took that design and ran with it. So I think, you know, it's one of those things, just keep an eye out when you're in a city. There's one in Louisville. Like, we pulled into Louisville a few years ago for a show, and I was on a tour bus, and I called. Like, I saw it and called. So find out the hotel, call, see if it's open, you know, go. It's just a fun thing, and you'll see them out there. It's still.
Do you leave anything behind or take anything from each one? Like, do you have any just pictures?
Well, one of the things with the Hyatt Regencies that's very interesting, a friend of mine just bought me, this will tie into you being from the Knoxville area, for the Hyatt, it's now, I think it's a Marriott, but it's the one downtown in Knoxville that was a Hyatt Regency. And all of the Hyatt Regency hotels, back when they actually had a key, have the key ring, and it's bronze, and it has an imprint of the hotel structure on it. So I think Hyatt's bringing it back. The Hyatt Regency in Atlanta just had a remodel, and the check-in desk, the back wall behind the check-in desk is these keys, just replicas of these keys. So those exist. So I think really it would be that, but that's more of an eBay thing. I think from these hotels, I just take my photos and my memories.
Like national parks.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks. It's been weird.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Chapter 2. In every episode of Geekin' Out, I see if I can trade one thing I've discovered with one thing that my guest has discovered. A friendly exchange. I call it trade ya.
I trade you one thing that I've discovered, or I'm just into, like a song or a Netflix show or something, and you trade me back something small. Because you were just talking about hotel, I'll go first.
Okay.
Because you're just talking about hotel rooms, there's a thing that the band Queens of the Stone Age started that you might enjoy hearing this. And what it is they are secret hotel wall art. So what they started doing, because they travel around so much, my brother turned me onto this, is they started taking tools with them, and the tools were like a screwdriver and a bunch of paint pens, and they will take down the art in a hotel room from the wall and draw new art behind it and then put it back up. They started it in an arts festival in Joshua Tree, and they would do people's rooms. I'm showing.
Wow.
So they take off the painting off the wall, and then they paint something behind it, and then they put the painting back on. So it's as if you're leaving a little secret for the next person that stays in the room. And the reason that I think that this would be important to you is because I've always had this weird superstition that, and I think it's just from too many Tom Waits songs, that when you sleep in a hotel room, you take on the dreams of the person before you. Right, and that's a weird superstition I've had my whole life as a songwriter. But this, when my brother turned me on to it, we were leaving messages for each other because he was in the band Train and Sugarland was on tour, and we were both doing amphitheaters. So backstage, we were only 2 or 3 days away from each other. So we would leave things for each other behind the mirrors or the under the desk in the production office or whatever, and Brandon would get them a couple days later, and he would do the same for me. Well, pretty soon after that, he called me and he said, "Man, I got to get you some paint pens." And I said, "Why?" He goes, "'Cause I want you to look for my robot." And he started making this one particular robot that he would draw and put behind the pictures in the hotel rooms.
Wow.
Where
Train was vandalized hotel rooms.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're never going to be able to figure it out which ones. But
Slash, all they got to do is paint back over it.
But if you just go online and you, it's hidden hotel wall art is what you go look
okay.
for. All right.
Have you ever found one of his robots?
I have, but he told me where one was.
Okay, in the same hotel room.
Yeah, I asked for a particular room, and went to it because I didn't know if it was like, you know,
for real.
I didn't
for
know
real.
If it was for real, and you know. I think it's even cooler that in some of this research, it was, you know, the lead singer from Queens of Stone Age that started this.
I love that.
So there you go.
Love that.
So that's your trade.
I love it.
What you got for me?
What I have for you is the classic TV series Roseanne.
Okay.
I growing up, I identified with Roseanne a lot. I grew up in Alabama, but they were aggressively lower middle class. And so I loved the humor of the show, but it was something like I just wanted to escape that. Hence, I'm going to these nice hotels that I always loved to go to. I wanted the opulent life. So now I think that we are living in Trump's America in 2017. ABC is actually bringing Roseanne back for 10 episodes with the original cast.
Really?
Both Beckys, I think, but they're gonna weigh it towards Leslie Garrison. I don't know. Anyway, so but going back and watching it, and especially I have the box set. A few years ago at a Walmart, I found for $30 the entire series of Roseanne.
How many seasons are there?
8 or 9. So it's a lot of DVDs. I have not really spent a lot of time with it. The kids grow up. But what's really illuminating is watching the episodes where Roseanne is sitting there explaining why certain storylines happened. So the one season is they lose, Dan, her husband, loses his bike shop, and they're both out of a job. And so they were really tackling the recession that was happening in 91, 92 during the Bush years head on. And then talking about like the college fund going away, she was like, that was happening. I wanted to address that. Also, as a homosexual in Alabama, I was like, there are a lot of gay people in Lanford, Illinois on Roseanne. You know, because you had Martin Mull's character who ran the Rod Bell's lunch counter, which I love a lunch counter. And then Nancy, played by Sandra Bernhardt, turned out to be a lesbian with Morgan Fairchild. And the reason that she wanted two gay characters on the show because both her brother and sister were gay.
So both Roseanne's brother and sister?
Roseanne's brother and sister are gay, yeah. So it's just all this stuff that she was seeing from her life that she poured directly into the show. Like her daughter was a vegetarian, and they had these big drag outs about eating meat. And so she just made Darlene a vegetarian, and that played out over the course of the show.
And did Roseanne Barr write all those songs? All those
she was, yeah, or? Really, really involved in how they went down. So it's just really...
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's just a really solid show, and I've been binging it. And
how does it hold up? Three in a row, four in a row? Is it still go?
It feels timely. And it feels timely, but also just really, really funny. And I feel like I know these people, you know, in a way. Yeah, so the TV show Roseanne.
Okay, I accept. If I start quoting Roseanne in like 2 weeks, it's totally your fault. All right, Kelly. All right. Well, we'll get you some paint pens for Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for being here.
Chapter 3, Me Geeking Out on Music. This week, Big Boy and Bass Drops. What is a bass drop and why is it awesome? Have you ever heard the moment where the band suddenly stops during the recording of your favorite song? And when they break back in, the hair on your arm stands up and suddenly you feel like jumping up and down? Back in the day, we called it a breakdown. Now, it has a new name, the drop. In EDM, electronic dance music, one of the coolest conventions that the artists use to make people cry with emotion has been this majestic layering and adding of sounds and rhythms to build tension and then releasing the tension. The song and sounds build and build, going higher and higher until you can't help but feel the anticipation of the release. When the rhythm and the bass finally come back in. So I am obsessed with Big Boy's new album, Boomiverse, and I've been wearing it out lately. Big Boy's one half of the Atlanta hip-hop band Outkast, and this is his second solo album. I love him solo, and I love his band because they've always seemed fearless to me. I love how they absorb the influences from anywhere and everywhere around them. So one track in particular on Boomiverse called Chocolate seems that it has absorbed some of this EDM convention. Turns out Big Boy had DJ residency at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas in 2016, and so you can hear how he has built the drop into the perfect place in Chocolate.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Go pick up Boomiverse, download it, buy it, stream it, turn someone else on to it, and next time you hear a dance song, listen for the drop. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Geeking Out, and we are already hard at work on the next one. Are you obsessed with something amazing? Want to tell us about it? Write to us at geekingoutwithkb@gmail.com, and you might be a guest on an upcoming episode. Come find out more about me and this podcast at christianbush.com, Christian with a K, people. Follow me at Christian Bush on Twitter, Christian Bush on Instagram, Christian Bush on Facebook, and Christian M. Bush on Snapchat. Thanks to Bobby Bones for the opportunity to make this podcast, Brandon Bush for making the soundtrack and assembling the pieces, Tom Tapley for audio wizardry, and Whitney Pastrick for being a great producer and making this whole thing possible. This is Christian Bush, geeking out. Thank you for listening.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.